Alrighty, what do we need for success? What are these success traits? Well, I've been doing this for a long, long time as a coach, and I know for the women that I've successfully trained, as well as myself, the traits that stand out in my mind that allow you to make positive results in any kind of healthy lifestyle program, whether that's weight loss, building shape, building a consistent lifestyle plan, staying in a sustainable, happy body, whatever it happens to be, these are the six traits. Number one, decisiveness. So what does that mean? It means that you make a decision. I can't tell you how many women I talk to and they're like, they've been stuck in a loop of not in that body that they want, having lousy health, aging in a way that they don't like, and yet they will continue to stay with what's not working. And the reason for that is because there's that fear around moving out of the comfort zone. So that decisiveness, taking action, is absolutely necessary. And here's the deal with decisiveness. Decisive people do not always have the right answer. So if you're a perfectionist, then that is going to stand in your way. And actually, to break the perfectionism, you've got to have momentum and you've got to move into decisiveness. And making that decision means that you're gaining momentum and you need momentum. It doesn't mean that, oops, you might have a second consideration, or you might think maybe this isn't the right thing to do, or you might think, did I make a mistake? Those come along too. But the decisive person does not wait for things to be perfect, because they're not going to be perfect. And the only way to get through something is to have that momentum and feel it out and put checks and balances along the way. And you might step back a few steps too, and that's okay. It's that courage to be able to step in and say, I need to make a decision now, and I will trust that I will learn and grow and find a way. That's what decisive people do. They don't wallow. They don't sit in their comfort zone. They don't stare at their navel. They just say, I need to move through this. The universe has given me something to move through, and I got to step in, because it's always the bicycle that's in momentum that stays upright. The bicycle that's not in momentum has a hard time getting going because it's laying on the ground. So decisiveness is so, so important. And that took me a lot of years to figure that out, because I was nervous about making the wrong decision. I was nervous about spending money and not having a guarantee. I wanted to make sure. And that is all just fear. And it was the indecision piece of me was keeping me stuck for years, until something came along that I asked for and I felt it was outside my price range. But I went, you know what? I'm going to do differently this time. What if I stepped in? What if, oh my gosh, it was a mistake? It's not a mistake as long as you're going to learn from it. I stepped in. And it was scary, but it's exactly what I needed in order to move through indecisiveness, was to go the other way and be decisive and take action. Really, really big. The second one is having tenacity. And tenacity is just where you've got that grr in your stomach and you just go for it. And it means that there's a piece of you that will never, ever give up. I actually have that as a mantra on my office wall, never, ever give up. Because I was always known as the stubborn child. And I think it was said in a way to try to bring me down or level me down and tell me where I should just settle down a bit. But I was stubborn, and it wasn't until I was heading into my first bodybuilding show as a nobody. Nobody knew me, and I got a trainer at the last minute, and she said to me, you know what, you're one of the most tenacious people I know. And I'm like, what is tenacity? I don't know what that means. Now I know. Tenacity is never giving up, regardless of what happens. And that's what successful people do. They just don't give up. They may fall on their face. They may make mistakes. That's being human. If you're afraid of making mistakes, living this life is not for us. And even going into a body transformation then is not for you, because there will be mistakes. That's how we learn. We don't make them wrong. Successful people see mistakes as a way to learn what not to do the next time, and they sharpen their sword. And so that tenacity is the gift of just going back in. going back in. The third one is patience. Oh my gosh, God, give me patience now. I hear that so many times. Patience is a virtue, and you have to be able to have patience if you're going to stay in the long haul with a body transformation that's going to take time. We didn't get there overnight. We're not going to get to the place we want to overnight either. Things change as we age. We know that. We have to have a different strategy. We have to have a different response time. We have to be able to look at things from a different perspective. Some things take longer now, and that's the truth of it. So patience is really a piece of us that has to say, it's okay as long as I'm moving forward. It's not who finishes the race anyways. It's not about the destination. It's what and who you become along the way. That's the beauty of patience, is you get to check in. And what I've learned when it comes to creating a body transformation, the slower, the better. The lessons get deeper and ingrained. The slower the weight loss, the better and more sustainable. It's those fast, lose 20 pounds in 20 days. Boom, it comes back on. You guys know it. You've probably done it 100 times. And the reason for that is because it doesn't allow the body to take a breath and to find this new normal. And then you lose a bit more weight, and then you have a new normal. You take a breath, right? That patience is required when you hit a plateau. Plateau is a necessity when it comes to weight loss. It's part of how the body has checks and balances. But it is the impatient person that says, oh, it's not working, and they throw it all out. So patience is really about just settling in and moving through in a way that is going to allow you to really listen and learn. The fourth one, of course, is what I call bounceability. I know it sounds really weird, but bounceability is you will falter. You will make mistakes. You will hit speed bumps and roadblocks. And it is that ability to fall and pick yourself up. Like I always say, I don't care if you fall away. What matters is if you stay away. Because when you fall away, that is where the lessons can really be learned. And you look at it and you don't take it personally. It's like, okay, what happened there? Something didn't work. What didn't work? Okay, I've got to reassess. I got to reframe it over here. I got to do differently. That's what falling away is. And the bounceability piece is coming back with new knowledge, with new fervor, with more tenacity, and coming back in. And so successful people never fail. If they falter, they see failure as feedback and they get back in the race. The fifth one is you must be willing to be uncomfortable. Guys, if you're not willing to be uncomfortable, you're not going to change. Our comfort zone is safe. It's cozy. It's what we know. And that's why for so many women I talk to, they're so confused with, why do I keep binging every Friday night? Why do I keep starting over on a new diet every Monday morning? Because the comfort zone is drawing you back in. And when you learn to step outside your comfort zone and find that as a place to plant your feet, then you're really going to learn and grow. You're not going to take things personally. You're not going to beat up on yourself. You're not going to end up in that shame guilt cycle that I see a lot of women are in around their body transformation attempts. And year after year, they get stuck in this loop. So the comfort zone is where you need to know that when you're butting up against something that's going to stretch you, that is exactly where you need to go. And most people are fearful of it, so they pull back, but then they never grow. And the only way out is through. You can't jump the queue. You've got to muster your way through it. And when you're on the other side, you've slowly expanded your comfort zone, right? And then you edge in a bit more. Every time I bump up against fear or do I have to do this? I have to sit with myself and say, if I don't do it, I'm going to stay exactly where I am. And do you want to stay where you are? It's a choice. If you want to stay where you are, that is a decision where nothing will change. And that's cool. But if you want to progress, you have to be willing to get uncomfortable. And then better than that, you have to be willing to know that that uncomfortableness is actually the fuel that you're going to need that's going to create an expanded universe for you. And that's how we keep growing. We keep growing, expanding. So don't make stepping outside your comfort zone wrong. because that's exactly what we need to do. And then the final one is mentorship. So we don't grow and live in a bubble. We need people. We need mentors. We need leaders. We need coaching. Even coaches have coaches. And it's really important because they will stretch us up as a person, as somebody trying to attain, whether it's financial success, or whether it's career, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's having a great body, whether it's releasing old habits and learning new ones so that we can grow into who we're supposed to be, finding your life's purpose. All of this requires we're in an ecosystem of other like-minded people. We have to have that community, guys, because mainstream out there is going to draw you back into the lotums, into the, oh, well, this is just the way it is. This is what everybody's doing. And there's no growth and change. The majority of people are not happy, guys. They're just not. And it's because there's that group think happening, and there's comfort in numbers. But I always say there's success when you're alone and in a small group, because you need that ecosystem to support you, but you also need mentors and leaders to be able to stretch you and to be there when you're being stretched and you're feeling uncomfortable and you're feeling like you're going to be ripped apart and you can't survive. You need them to be able to say, I got you. And they know how it feels, because successful people, leaders and mentors, coaches, whoever is at the top of their game, they got there because they've applied themselves through thick and thin, through a lot of challenges, a lot of naysayers, a lot of doubt and a lot of fear. You're going to have doubt and you're going to have fear. That's part of the game as well. And the only way to get through and feel stronger and more courageous is by stepping through the fear. You can't wait for courage to show up, guys. Courage is like a muscle. It needs to be worked in the gym, just like a bicep. And you can't wait for it to get strong before you use it. You go into the gym to work it. It's the same with courage. You move through the fear. That's how courage is built. That's also how you feel so proud of yourself. So those six traits I see across the board in coaches, in leaders, in people who are financially abundant, who have amazing careers at the top of the heap, those who are moving and growing and constantly reassessing and reapplying. So they're decisive. They are tenacious. They're patient. They let things happen. They have bounceability. So when they fall, they just pick themselves back up. They don't make it wrong. It's just like, whoo, that one hurt. All right, let's step back in. And they are willing to be uncomfortable in the process, and they value mentorship and leadership. So go out and grab your North Star, guys. It's there for everyone. It just takes certain values, certain skill set that you learn along the way, and it's available to everybody. And once you learn it, you actually get excited by it and go, hey, whew, I'm heading into another growth period, another learning, another stretching. I'm moving into a bigger, better, stronger version and vision of myself. All right, you guys, take care. Be well. Go train, y'all.